I want to turn their Bibles, 2 Kings chapter 4, and we'll begin with verse 38. This refers to what I've been talking about here, the blessings of the Lord. This goes right along with this. You know, when we need healing, the first thing we need to do is cry out. How many knows that? Cry out to the Lord. Don't never have a pity party. Just begin to cry out to the Lord. That's what will bring us to the blessings of God. Verse 38. And we'll read the rest of that chapter. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a drought, a dearth, they call it here, in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto the servant, set on the great pot, and seeth pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into a field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered there the wild gourds in his lapful. And came and shred them into the pot of pottage, and they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. Verse 41, but he said, then bring meal. How many knows what meal represents? It represents the word of God. The bread corn must be bruised, and the cartwheel runs over it and beats it into a bread corn and to a meal, and meal represents the word of God. How many knows Jesus is the bread of life, and he is the bread corn that was bruised, and he brings life into this thing. Now, so it says here, but he said, then bring meal and cast it in the pot. And they cast it in the pot, and then he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. You know what happened? The meal healed the pot. The word healed the pot. Now, let's review this just a little bit. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. Let's take this and really break it down. And there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his servant, set on the great pot and seize pottage for the sons of God. Now get a picture here. And I used to, when I preached on this in my early ministry, I remembered hobos. Probably all of you too young to ever remember hobos. They used to catch freight trains through the country, and they'd ride on the boxcars through the country. And when they got to a town they wanted to get off, they'd get off. And then they would meet outside of town, and one would go get a piece of meat from somebody, beg it, you know, and others would get vegetables and everything, and they'd bring it, and they'd make what they call a mulligan stew. Anybody ever heard of a mulligan stew? Well, that's what they made, a mulligan stew. And then they would eat of that all together, you know, dip in there and get them a plate full, another dip in there and get them a plate full. But it took several of them to get the vegetables and everything because they had to beg. They didn't have no money. And that was back in times when people didn't have no money. They absolutely had no money. People worked for 25 cents a day. How would you like to do that? But anyhow, let's lay that aside. And let's look at that. He said, set on the pot, seeth pottage for the sons of the prophets. That's what he told his servant. Now, here we've got a pot. It's sitting on there. They're putting things in there to make a stew. And it says here in verse 39, and one, there's always somebody in the crowd that'll mess up. I don't care how many knows this. In every family, there's one that messes up more than the rest of them. How many knows that? They in every church, you got one or two or something that's just always messed up somehow or other. Well, here was one fella that was messed up. Now, the rest of them went out and they got good stuff to eat and got the right thing. Here this fella come along and it says, and one went out into the field to gather herbs. Now, that's what he told them to gather herbs. That's something that's good to eat. And found a wild vine. You don't never want to eat off of the wild vine. The tame vine is what we eat off of. Ishmael is a wild vine, the Bible said. He's a wild man. How many believes that? You can look over there in the Mideast and you'll find out wild people's over there. They're crazy. But they ain't much crazier than the ones we got around in this United States anymore. They're getting wild too. But here, let's get into this. He found a wild vine. and gathered thereof a wild gourd his lap full. He got a bunch of them, didn't he? I always put it like this. When people mess up, they do a bunch of it. How many knows they do it in big numbers? A lap full, and came and shred them into the pottage. Now, look at what it says. For they knew them not. Now, so here's the key to it. We've got to know what we're putting in our spirit, man. We've got to know what we're putting in this precious container that God has given us. We've got to know what we've got in there, what we put in our mind. The right thing, if you feed your mind the wrong thing, you're going to have problems. If you feed yourself food the wrong way, you're going to have problems. If you feed your spirit, man, the wrong thing, you're going to have problems. But here was a man, they all went out and they got something, they put it in the pot and it was working real good. And this man went out and got a lap full of these things. He didn't know what they was. He knew them not. They looked good. They were off of the gourd vine and he got a lap full of them. He got a bunch of them. And he came in and shred them into the pot of pottage. For they knew them not. They did not know what they was. We used to go out and gather greens when I was a boy. You know, there was lamb's quarter and there was poke greens and you could put a little bit of dandelion in there, a few leaves of sourdough and kind of mix it all up. And my grandmother and my mother knew how to really fix that up. But they always was careful, don't get something that's wrong in there because it might kill you. Well, here this fellow went out and he got a lap full and he shred them in the pot. Nobody said anything. For they knew them not. How many knows we're going to have more education in the things of God? We got to get where we know something of the things of God. Verse 40. So there now they've got this pot of pottage. They don't know what's in there. They just know there's a pot of pottage. It all looks good. It smells good. It's cooked. And it says, and they poured out for the men to eat. Now look what they're doing. They poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. Now here they've got a pottage and it's all made up. And while they were eating of this, already started eating of this, something began to get wrong with the belly down here. Something began to register in the mind. We're sick. There's something wrong. They realized that it was death in the pot. How many knows that the devil represents death? The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And when there's death in the pot, it's going to kill somebody unless there's something done about it. When a person gets sick, they're liable to die if they get sick enough unless there's something done about it. And they didn't know what it was, but they said, oh man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. They said, we can't eat it. We've already got some of it in here, but we can't eat it. But what did the man of God say? Huh? He couldn't say, let's try to figure out how to separate these bad ones from the good ones. Remember, they're already mixed together. Remember, sin and God and the goodness in our nation, wherever we're at, it's already mixed together. You got church, you got somebody living right, some's not. You got some people in church that got a different diet than the others. Some sits and watches death all day and talks death all day, thinks death all day, and you got some thinks life all day and life all day. If we're thinking life all day, we're going to get somebody else cured in the congregation with us that's next to us. We don't think death, we think life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. However we think, you sit down and you start thinking you're sick, you're going to get sick. You start thinking you're going to have a nervous breakdown, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. You start thinking that you're going to go broke, you're going to go broke. Whatever you put in the pots, what's going to be there? People don't know what they're doing. They just gather up something and put it in there, you know, and that's not the way that you do it at church. We have to have a good diet spiritually. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, that's the spirit man right there, shall flow what? Rivers of what? living water. This spake he of what? The Spirit, that they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Here we've got some sick people. We got some people laying over here, maybe sick and getting sick, and it's beginning to reach their mind. Oh, man of God, there's death in the pot. Elisha, he didn't stagger. He knowed what the answer was. Listen what he said here in verse 41. And he said to them, then bring meal. We've already got this thing. It's all mixed together. The good and the bad's mixed together. The only way you can heal it, the only way you can have dinner today, is to bring meal. Because you can't eat it without the meal. The meal is the healing quality of the inner man, to bring forth back to the body and victory to the mind. That's the only thing. And listen what he said. And he said, then bring meal. And listen what he done with it. And he cast it in the pot, right in there with them old poison ones, a whole lap full of them. They look so good. Kind of like Eve, when she eat the apple, it looked so good. And Adam took a bite too, because it looked so good. But it was death. The day you eat of that, you shall die. You got to have help. And we've got it right in our hands every day. This book, you could hold it up right here. That's the meal barrel. There's an answer to everything you need in this book. It's the only book I know that answers your problem for finance. It answers for healing, for deliverance, for blessings. Everything you could think of, it's in this book if you do it right. You can't separate it. Just fix it where you can eat the whole thing. Huh? What to do? Then bring meal. And he cast it in the pot. He throwed it right in there with all that other stuff. Listen what happens. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. What's the question and what's the answer to this thing? There's always a healing that can be done regardless of what the situation is. The answer to everything of mankind was God sent forth his word. He sent forth his word. And what happened when he sent forth his word? It healed them, and they were delivered. God sent forth his word and healed them, and they were delivered. The faith in there, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, see, right down in the bottom of the pot, right down in the bottom of your heart, when you put that word in there, it begins to bring forth something. It begins to bring forth victory, and it begins to work its way upward. And after a while, you got the word in your mind, and you're thinking the godly things instead of ungodly things. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of the sinner, or set in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his seed. It brings forth victory. It brings forth godliness instead of ungodliness. See, God didn't even make man to die. He made man to live. But man had a different idea when he looked upon that fruit. And God said, today you eat of it, you're going to die. That's for sure. So here we find, he said, bring meal, cast it in the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. See, nothing should stop your dinner. Nothing should stop you from feasting upon the Word of God. Nothing. The Word of God will heal poison. And there was no harm in the pot. Look at the equation there. A pot, herbs, and something. Somebody don't know what it is, don't any of them know what it is, but they're trying. Huh? Try. We'll try it anyhow, dude. It looks good. These look so good, I think I'm just going to get a whole lap full of them. Put them in the pot. Now there's poison in the pot. There's death in the pot. Now there has to be a healing. And the answer to the equation is simply this, is then bring meal. I don't care what kind of problem you've got. If you've got a problem that the enemy is coming against you and disturbing your mind, then bring meal. If you're sick, then bring meal. That reminds me of the diseases they've got now. They got so many of them, the doctors don't know what they are. What difference it make what they are? Let's bring forth meal. Let's put it in the pot. That God can heal it. Don't make no difference. See, people spend so much time trying to figure out what something is when the equation is put meal in it and God will take care of it. That's His. That's the way God does things. He sent forth His Word. It's the Word of God, and it's the rivers of living water. We're washed by the washing of the water by the Word, that He may cleanse us with the washing of the water by the Word, that He might cleanse us from sin, cleanse us from anything that's in our life, our vessel. How many knows this is a vessel right here? This is a container right here. If the food container's there, and the spiritual man's there. He's right there. He's in the container. And whatever that we do, if we work it with God, it's going to heal. The healing. The Word is the healing. The healing. Healing Word. People name churches Healing Word. They name different things, healing this and healing that. But is there healing? Is there healing? You know, I see people here in this church, some that hardly ever come to church, maybe never come to church. But you know, the minute they get sick, they begin to call or have somebody give their name in for prayer. Why do they do that? I'll tell you why they do. They know that there's something in the Word of God and the prayers of God's people that's full of the Word of God that brings healing. They know that. They know that. But then God heals them, or God will bless them. You know, like the fellow, you know, that got blessed so much, he bought himself a new boat and backslid. You talk about getting something wrong in the pot. You know, he didn't need the new boat because it caused him to backslide. Or the thought pattern did. There's a sickness spiritually. There's a soulish sickness. And there is a fleshly sickness. But the healing all comes from here. From the spirit man that flows. And it flows out over the soul. And down over the body. And heals the body. How many knows it brings healing to the church? Psalms 133 said, the anointing is like the oil of the anointing. Oil that ran down over the head of Aaron, and down over his beard, and it went down to the skirts of his garment. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. See, the Word of God teaches unity too. It don't teach division, it teaches unity. It teaches against division. That there be no schism among you. That you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same soul, or in other words, in the same spirit, that you be healed. How many knows that our churches today needs healing? It's the whole crowd. People that's in there jumping up and down and rock music and all this kind of stuff, they need a healing. They got some wild gourds in the pot. They got something they don't know what they're doing. When they change the book here, change the Word of God, it's like taking away the meal from the pot that heals that which is lost. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. We need to get a vision, and we need to get a vision of who we are. Every person needs to find out who you are in God, where you're at in God, just exactly what you need from God. And begin to work with those equations in your mind, and God will begin to bless you. He'll begin to touch you. He'll move you in His will. How many knows it's a wonderful thing to be in the will of God? Romans 12:1-2, I love that scripture, them two verses, and it said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, you start with the body, remember? It's the sacrifice, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? Wonder what it is that renews our mind. What is it that renews our mind? The Word. Spirit. The Word. Is the Word the Spirit? John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. See, He sent forth His Word. His Word healed them, delivered them from their destruction. And so we find there in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That renewing of our mind represents putting the meal in the pot. Huh? If all day long you feel nervous and everything, try some meal. Here, right here. Try right here. That'll put you thinking straight. Huh? It'll make you feel better. It'll put new life in your flesh. It'll put a jump in your spirit and power in your spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm going to quit right here.